Welcome to season four of the Talk to Danielle podcast. Now, this podcast has always been about connection and providing parents with a wide range of resources so that they can help you with your realities. But we're going to change it up a little bit this season. We're going to make it about self-leadership. This means that we're going to go into understanding what is beneath your habits, your parenting, and of course, your exhaustion. Now, I always say that being a parent is a leadership role. And of course, if you can't lead yourself, you can't lead others. And that includes your children. So, this is going to be about emotional safety, about nervous system regulation, and everything else that can help break patterns. To open up this season, I'm releasing a special two-part premiere because stepping into a new year is more than just bringing up goals. It will also bring up pressure, it will bring up reflection, and it'll bring up fatigue. So if you're listening to this right now, already feeling tired, if you're already unsure where to begin, or if you feel already behind, you're definitely in the right place. This season is all about not fixing yourself. Because you're not broken. It's about building a relationship with yourself that will actually support change. And that is the key to starting off the new year. So, for those who don't know me, my name is Danielle C. Baker. I am the founder and CBO of Being Connected. And I'm also a registered early childhood educator with over 20 years' experience in the field. I work with families and I work with teachers to navigate the realities of what parenting is today. But don't get it twisted when you're working with me. We're putting the child's needs first. So we're going to have to put the ego and pride aside, and let's get to it. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And of course, this is season four, so I do invite you to have a look at the previous three seasons. There might be some topics there that resonate more with your reality today, so go check that out. And we're going to jump right in. This is the season premiere. It's a special two-part feature, and this is part one, so you're in the right place to start. This is all going to be about why we feel so tired before the new year even begins. Now, for this episode, I'm going to be talking about the tired that sleep doesn't fix. So, this is the one where you still feel exhausted after a good night's sleep, or that you're just so exhausted all the time that even the fun stuff isn't fun anymore. So, a lot of the times we're going to associate that to having too much on our plate, going through a lot, taking on too much, or even as a sign of burnout. But what if you're always tired, not because you're not getting enough sleep, but because you're holding on to too much? There is a difference between physical fatigue and nervous system fatigue. And this is what I'm going to walk you through today. The physical fatigue actually goes away after you rest or after you sleep. So that's how you can tell the difference. So if you're just physically tired, just resting will recharge the battery. But if your nervous system tired, then that feels heavy. It feels hard. Everything is just so much harder.
Right.
Now, it is because of that difference that we don't really talk about that is important now that we start normalizing the fact that rest just isn't enough. When somebody is going through a nervous system fatigue, rest isn't going to do it. And so we just stop talking about it if it's not happening and it's not helping us at all. Now, it doesn't have to be as deep as the first signs of depression or the first sign of a burnout. Sometimes it's due to invisible labor. And these are the things that we don't talk about. And I'm going to bring up in this episode. We're talking about emotional regulation for others. You're the one that is equalizing the mood in everybody. We're talking about unspoken expectations. We're talking about decision fatigue. If you're always the one that has to come up with the decisions for the tiniest little thing, this compounds into just pure exhaustion. And if you're going through that, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being the safe one when it comes to parenting, where your child will dump all of their emotions on you and you just have to bear it. We're talking about being the strong one. We're talking about the one who keeps everything together. These are invisible labors that we don't talk about, we keep to ourselves, but they do add up and they do start making our nervous system feel threatened. And this is where the fatigue comes from. It's not rest that's going to fix this. It's us letting go of all these things that we hold on to for others and start focusing on ourselves. This is where the self-leadership comes from. We need to start looking at exhaustion as actual information, not as failure. Your body is not betraying you. It's trying to tell you something. And it's when we start labeling things like burnout or depression that we're actually oversimplifying the problem. Now we gave it a label, we can suppress it, forget about it, and just keep building up that pressure. This is what I mean by we need to start looking at exhaustion as actual communication from our body to tell us, hey, red flag, we need something here before you get to the extreme. So when you were talking about hypervigilance, if we're talking about constant responsibilities, where you just never catch a break, everybody's looking to you to fix their problems, to make decisions, to take on a role. Or if you're suppressing your emotions, which is something we do when we go through those kind of pressures, those kinds of habits or patterns actually drain our energy more than actual workload. So when we're talking about burnout, it doesn't mean that we have to slow down. Because that's not going to help us. We still are taking on these invisible labors. And this is one of the reasons why many people can't recover from burnout, because burnout doesn't mean you need to slow down. It means that you need to release the load, the energetic load, the nervous system fatigue that is leading you to burnout. And this is why when you do have a burnout, let's say, and you take some time off. If it was just that there was too much going on, you would be able to recover from your burnout by just stopping for a little bit and taking some rest. But that's not the case for many of us. We go back to work or we go back into that environment that can sometimes be toxic. We go back into those habits and routines and it just bubbles up again. So this is why we can't be associating burnout to taking some time off, to slowing down, to removing some of the actual physical workload. We're dealing with the nervous system regulation here. We're talking about emotional safety needs. That's not going to be done by removing responsibilities. We're actually going to beat ourselves up a little bit more because we're saying, what's wrong with us? We can't take on our responsibilities. And that's adding on to that nervous system fatigue. So that's why we need to start changing that
So
vocabulary.
this would be a sign if you are going through a burnout right now and you have taken some time off, you've taken some of the workload off, but it's not going away. Just know that it's not burnout. Because if you had done all of that and rested, the burnout would have gone away. Just like a physical fatigue, if you go to sleep, you come back full of energy, you're good to go. So it's not that at all. Just keep that in
All of
mind.
this also transfers into your parenting. When I say that parenting is self-leadership, you need to be able to notice those signs. You need to listen to what your body is telling you. You need to listen to what your fatigue or exhaustion is telling you, because you're going to be showing this or modeling this to your children. Don't forget that your children also co-regulate, so they mirror you. They feed off of your energy. So if you can't calm down, you're not going to be able to calm them down. Children speak body language. When I was saying earlier that your body is talking to you, exhaustion is a way of communicating. We have shut that part out of us as we grow older, but children pick up on body language. They pick up on the non-verbal language. So they get that off of you. They get that fatigue off of you. They feed into it, and then you get into this
So
loop.
now you're just creating this cycle that just keeps going and going.
The cycle continues. You're going to keep going. They're feeding off of you. You're feeding off of them. It escalates, it escalates, it escalates. And now you're feeding into this chronic emotional activation. It's constantly going. You're constantly getting the same feedback. It's on repeat. And this is what overspills into mental
and physical issues when it comes to your health. And that's what I was mentioning about earlier. Now you're going to go into the depression stages. Now you're going to go into the burnout stages. So that's why you need to catch it early. Just keep in mind that in these cases, you are not tired because you're doing too much. Because if that was the case, rest would fix it. You are tired because you're holding on to too much. And this is where we're able to switch that for the new year. But we're talking about if we're doing too much, we need to rest, we need to slow down. This is why self-care is failing us right now. We've attached it to doing something to look after ourselves, but it's failing us because we're feeding more into our nervous system. We're adding another thing that we need to do. We're stressing over the fact that we can't make time to have this self-care. So it's the complete opposite of self-care. Even if you do manage to find the time to take time for yourself, you're constantly thinking about everything else that you need to do. You've stressed yourself out leading up to that 5 minutes you may have to yourself. So your nervous system thinks you're in danger, and it's adding up to an even more invisible labor or even more overload of emotions that you're going through. So the self-care, the way that we see self-care needs to change. What we need to do now is, because self-care has just become another thing to add to our to-do list, what we need to focus on right now to work on this exhaustion is to switch to small regulation practices that don't add to our to-do list. Now, what does that look like? That sounds great, but how do we do that? I got to do something without doing something. So this is basically what we're looking at here. When you're naming an emotion without fixing it, that's what that would be. I was speaking with an expert that's going to come on as a guest, and she was saying that an emotion takes 90 seconds to get through our system. 90 seconds. If we don't fix it, if we don't suppress it, if we just let it pass. So just think about it. If you are able to, if you're going through this frustration, whatever negative emotion you're going through, you just let it pass. In a minute and a half, it will have gone out of your system. If you hold on to it, if you focus on it, if you don't address it, then it'll stay in your body for much, much longer. Now, what I do as a visual is I often visualize my emotions as clouds in the sky. So if you're looking up at the sky, this cloudy sky, and then you just watch the clouds pass by. That's how I picture it when I'm going through an emotion, even if you have to hide in the bathroom for a minute and a half, just let it pass, just breathe through it, let it pass. And it will slow it down. It will slow down your nervous system. So now you're going to be able to release what you're holding on to. It's not an extra charge. It's not an extra load or weight that you're carrying on your shoulders, which leads to another way that you could do a small regulation practice is to micropause between transitions. When you're going really fast, you're stressing over the next thing you need to do. If you take that moment, just a micropause, just to breathe. All right, I'm good. I'm safe. I'm okay. Let's move on. This is the next step I need to do. When we are thinking about the 101 thing, we hold it and you'll feel it in your body. You're more tense, your jaw's clenched, your shoulders are up. So if you take those micro pauses between transitions when you're going from one task to another, from one location to another, just take that moment to just, all right, we're good. We're safe. Let's go. And you're showing your children to do that as well, which is really great for them to self-regulate afterwards. The whole concept of not adding to your to-do list, but to switch to small regulation practices is basically just that you're reducing this internal pressure that you put on yourself. You're not reducing the external workload that you're doing or the external tasks. You're just reducing that internal pressure that you carry with you all the time without noticing. What is important here is safety, not productivity. And that's again a little switch that we need to do. You get to model this for your children as well. So this is where you're breaking patterns. When you catch yourself, it takes time. It's like working a muscle. When you catch yourself and you do it and you explain to your children why you're doing it, they're going to start picking up on that because, again, they co-regulate with you. They will absorb that from you. They pick up on your body language. You're teaching them without having to play the teacher. You're just doing it. And again, that reduces a lot of pressure off of you because through these better habits, you're able to help your children as well. So, regulation isn't rest. That's what we need to remember. Regulation isn't rest, it's release. Those are the differences we need to work on this year. So, release the idea that a new year requires energy that you already don't have. So, what you need to work on for the new year, what you should be focusing on for the new year is to lower your expectations. We're always expecting so much of us, right? Lower those expectations. Honor your current capacity. There are days that you just don't have the capacity that you had yesterday, and that's okay. Your body's telling you, let's take a breather here. So do that. Stop performing readiness or hustling, because then you're just leading yourself to burnout. And hustling is not leadership. We need to also remember that. It's lack of leadership if all you could do is go, 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 and not rest when your body is telling you to. You're not self-leading. You cannot be a leader if you're not self-leading. Oh, I hope this helped you see the switch that can help you a lot this year to gain some energy back, to reduce some of that pressure that you're holding on to. I know that there's a lot you're going through that you're not telling other people. And so these are the little switches that can help you to have a more productive year, but also a really helpful and restful year. And don't forget that as a parent, you're teaching your children to do this. So you're helping break the patterns, you're helping them have a better life, or at least a head start when they get into their adult years. Now, I do, if you are interested, have some reflection questions that you could ask yourself to see exactly where you're holding that pressure and how you can release it. So, if you are interested in getting those reflection questions, because thinking about questions to ask yourself is just another thing to do. I have it ready for you. You can just email me. I will add my email to the description of this episode. So do email me. Just say ready for the new year or tired, something like that, so that I know that you got it off of this episode and I can send you some questions that you can ask yourself so that you could really start thinking about where is it that you need to set more boundaries, lower your expectations and take time for yourself without overcharging or overloading yourself anymore. Now, also don't forget that this is a double feature for the premiere of season four. There is a part two that is going to talk about that you don't need a new year. You need a new relationship with yourself. Now that you understand where you may be holding too much that doesn't serve you, what can you do to change that? So I do invite you to go check out part two. Until next time, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.